Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Tuesday, November 7th, 2023, 9:07 a.m. on this Tuesday morning. I'm your host, David Boyle, in the studio with San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, David.
How are we doing today?
Doing good.
Yeah.
Doing good. I love the light in the morning.
Yeah.
I hate 5 o'clock in the evening. That's tough, but early light in the morning has perked me up a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know where we need more hours in general. I guess we don't need to worry about savings time either way. We just need to talk to the sun, see if or I guess the Earth's rotation, see if they can just
talk to them.
Yeah,
is there an office that for that, or
I bet there is. I'm sure we could send a letter somewhere.
Send a letter.
Yeah. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot of local news and happenings in the Red Rock listening area. Not a lot we can do about daylight savings time. But if you're like Bill, you're enjoying it. If you're like me, you're maybe not so excited.
Well, and thank
it.
Goodness. One thing I can say for sure, that 99% of us will forget that we were complaining about it in 2 or 3 days. You adjust.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, you know, but you true. Adjust. Baby boomers adjust a little bit slower than you whippersnappers.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that's what our generation was called, whippersnappers.
I like that. Millennial, yeah. Generation Z, Generation X. I just don't know who's who or what's what.
Just whippersnappers.
So whippersnappers.
All right. You heard it here first, folks. Very good. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot of local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area, including some news out of Montezuma County and Montezuma County High School, a report from the Cortez Journal. Of course, you recall back in October, the high school was evacuated after a report of a gas leak. Thursday morning, that same smell of a gas leak was reported, and the fire department was recalled early that morning, 7 a.m. That led to the cancellation of the rest of the school day. And Friday also being canceled, school canceled as well. So impacts to the school is they're working to get that gas leak taken care of. Understand they should be back to normal education today, and yesterday they were, but kind of an interesting situation there impacting Cortez schools. Once again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Some other really interesting news reported by the Cortez Journal. Bailey Duran with the report on the U.S. court siding with Montezuma County after a drone was used in a marijuana search. District Court for Colorado on October 27th dismissed a Dolores residence lawsuit against Montezuma County Sheriff Steve Nowlin and the Board of County Commissioners and two deputies, alleging that the officers violated the Fourth Amendment to the U.S. Constitution by flying a drone over the plaintiff's property while investigating a marijuana case. The judge left it to a state court to decide whether the sheriff and two deputies made an unlawful entry and search. This happened in August 2022 when the sheriff's office used a drone to investigate suspected illegal marijuana growth in the Dolores area. Plants gave off an odor on windy days was the tip that was given, and on August 24th, 2020, officers piloted a drone on a 7-minute flight that took at least 20 photos. Photographs obtained by the drone found about 210 marijuana plants in two locations on the property. The drone was reportedly flown 390 feet over and around the property. Photos taken from the drone and other evidence led to the seizure of the plants and the man being charged with cultivation of more than 30 marijuana plants. Anyways, very interesting. Obviously, what the key issue is this Dolores resident saying his Fourth Amendment right was violated of unlawful
search and seizure.
Didn't consent to this, but it was drone overhead that found the photos. So very interesting.
Huh. You know, that's consistent. I remember a few years ago reading about swimming pools people who sold swimming pools or people who did roofing, they were using Google Maps imagery to identify what houses needed a swimming pool or what houses may need new roof. And there was some question of the if that's okay or not. But obviously, that continues to this day. And Colorado Supreme Court ruled that Montezuma County was within its right to do drone search footage on this property. That's an interesting ruling.
Yeah. It was interesting, too. Apparently, it was a warrantless drone search. The man's motion to suppress the evidence based on that, saying that officers did not act in good faith. State ruling in favor of the sheriff's office there. Anyways, a very interesting story. You can read it in full at the in the Cortez Journal, also available online at the-journal.com. Very interesting. Also interesting too, I guess. I didn't know, obviously marijuana is legal for consumption throughout Colorado, but I guess there's some restriction on who and how you grow it, because it sounds like this was a personal residence. And that's another law in Colorado I wasn't familiar with.
That was one of the trade-offs for legalizing marijuana, is that it could be regulated or controlled or a little bit more. So maybe that's sure. Due to that.
Yeah.
It was a good article by Bailey Duran.
Yep. Yeah. Get it in the latest edition of the Cortez Journal, also available online at the-journal.com. Once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We got a lot more local news and happenings coming your way this morning. However, we'll take a quick break and be right back.
Compared to previous vocational classes, career and technical education courses now span nearly every industry, including automotive, welding, health science, business, digital arts, computer science, and more. CTE students learn valuable, real-world technical skills with a solid academic foundation while exploring career options or pursuing their passions. Did you know San Juan School District offers 19 CTE pathways for secondary students? To learn more, visit a CTE teacher or southeastutahcte.org.
Did you know that rare earth elements produced at the White Mesa Mill in Blanding are crucial to the U.S. military? In fact, every F-35 Lightning fighter jet requires around 920 pounds of these elements. Rare earths are also used in night vision goggles, missile guidance, and satellite communications. Energy Fuels is proud to play a role in bringing these critical supply chains back to the U.S. Learn more at energyfuels.com.
Christmas is right around the corner, and Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, is all stocked up with lots of new merchandise. Christmas lights and decor are out and ready to sell. Save big on every safe in the store with up to $100 off. Come in and register for the Big Bear Giveaway, and check out the new Yellowstone collection of Lodge cast iron cookware. All this and more for your Christmas gift shopping right now at Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store.
When you have pain, weakness, and debilitation, it's easy to get the physical therapy you need in San Juan County at Precision Rehab. You don't need to limp along, putting up with discomfort that saps your strength and movement. Precision Rehab is here to restore you to activity with clinics in Monticello and Blanding, as well as Montezuma Creek and Monument Valley. Whether the pain is in your knees, hips, shoulders, feet, or neck, we have innovative, effective treatments that make a difference. Treatment is covered by Medicare and most insurances. Call 435-678-3869 for an appointment. That's 435-678-3869.
Looking to buy, sell, or refinance your home or property? Ask for the professionals at Anderson Oliver Title Insurance Agency. Anderson Oliver Title has provided title insurance and real estate closing services in San Juan and Grand Counties for 25 years. Anderson Oliver Title isn't just another out-of-town company. It's the only locally owned and operated title company in southeastern Utah. The owners and employees at Anderson Oliver Title are excited to support our communities and are proud to support high school athletics and activities.
Well, Well, good morning. We welcome you back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show on this this Tuesday, November 7th, 2023, 9:18 a.m. David Boyle in studio with San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. And looking at some news throughout the Red Rock listening area, it's a Tuesday, which means we've got commission meetings happening throughout the area. San Juan County Board of Commissioners getting a couple different items on their agenda this morning at 11, including consideration and approval of a National Forest Draft Revised Land Management Plan comment letter by the county to the Forest Service on that. Also, consideration and approval of municipal election service in the local agreements between the city of Monticello and San Juan County. Of course, election day is happening in Colorado today, but here in Utah, that's been pushed back to November 20. Ooh, I got to check the calendar before I say something wrong. November 21st, as part of a special election for Congressional District 2. So, municipal elections happening in Grand and San Juan counties, but that'll be later. Also meeting today, the Grand County Board of Commissioners, they've got a tentative budget overview that they're discussing in a workshop at 1:30. Later on in the evening, they'll have an Arches National Park Timed Entry Pilot Program report, as well as public comment at 6. At that time, they'll also have a couple of items to consider, including a backup power generator for the airport terminal. Also, a Grand County UDOT Memorandum of Understanding for 128 Corridor Vision Study, and other items as well as part of that agenda. I encourage folks to get involved and know what's going on. But again, Montezuma County won't be having any meetings today because it's Election Day in Colorado.
Yeah, it's Election Day everywhere but Utah. Move back the Utah election to November 21st in order to replace Chris Stewart in Congress. But
yep.
So go out and vote if you haven't yet. I saw another good article by in the Cortez Journal that lots and lots and lots of people are voting early in Colorado like they're doing in Utah and everywhere else.
Yeah. Yeah, looking at just a few of the races to be aware of, the Dolores County School District has one contested race in District C. Crystal Jarman and Robin K. Laws are battling it out there for that District C seat. Looking elsewhere, not sure we've got a lot of other elections going on in Colorado.
There's two big statewide ballot measures that are on the ballot in Colorado today.
Mm-hmm. Do we know what those are?
Oh, they're big.
Yeah.
No, I just saw that there were two.
All right. Very good. I think I saw one of them. One of them was related to the way they do taxing of nicotine products and how they can use those funds for preschool education, whether they can continue to use those. And there was one other as well, a statutory race. Looks like asking the question if the state should reduce property taxes for homes and businesses, including expanding property tax relief for seniors in backfill counties, and water districts, fire districts, ambulance and hospital districts, and other local governments, and fund school districts by using a portion of the state surplus up to the proposed cap as defined in the measure. So sounds like increasing school funds and decreasing in other possible taxes. So
in 1992, Colorado voters approved this taxpayer bill of rights, which requires voter approval for tax increases of a certain type. So they are both related to taxing and financial matters at some level or another.
Well, very good. Well, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot more local news and happenings for you this morning. Of course, as part of the morning show, we've talked a little bit about a couple different things. Let's go next to the funeral notices and memorial services in the area.
Okay, hold on just a minute. Funeral service today, 10 a.m., for longtime Dolores area resident Alvin Dale Satley. He was 98 years old when he passed away. So those services begin this morning at 10 at Summit Ridge Cemetery. There'll be a celebration of life tomorrow in Cortez for V.T. Boyd. They'll be at the Elks Lodge in Cortez beginning at 4 p.m. That's tomorrow. V.T. was 94 years old. Leroy Cosper, a longtime resident of Montezuma County, passed away in September. There'll be a celebration of life on his birthday tomorrow at his ranch in Weatherford, Texas. And Donna Salas Wright, age 90 of Cortez, passed away in September. There'll be a celebration of life service for Donna at Goodman Point Cemetery on November 11th. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Very good. Thanks for that, Bill. Again, as part of the Red Rock Morning Show, one other bit of election news. There's also a ballot question in the Dolores County School District. It's a question of whether the RICO area should be detached from the Dolores County School District and instead be part of the Telluride School District. So that's really interesting. I mean, it makes sense. You know, RICO is in Dolores County, but you drive through a couple of schools to get to Dove
to
Creek
RICO.
High School. So, yeah. So anyways, it would be a detachment as far as the taxing entities, and RICO would be obligated to finish paying any bonds that they've been a part of, but then would be subject to levy of taxes going forward for schools in the Telluride School District. So kind of an interesting thing. And that of course, is not uncommon in the Red Rock area, or not unheard of. Of course, there's a part of San Juan County that is in the Grand County School District there in Spanish Valley, as Grand County School District provides those education services.
Uh-huh. So. Very interesting. I'm just intrigued by, they've had a similar thing with school districts in the Salt Lake area, and it required a majority of positive votes in every voting community. Is it RICO who gets to decide this, or does all of Dolores County need to approve
well,
the move?
Well, so what I'm seeing is that they're looking for counties reporting, and it's 0-2 as of this morning. So my guess would be that means that it's San Miguel and Dolores County voters casting votes in that election. So I think it's both Telluride accepting RICO in, RICO asking out. I'm not certain if Dove Creek residents will also be voting on that or not. So anyways, kind of interesting. Well, very good. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Chatting a little bit about artistic endeavors. Man, last night went to the Sound of Music performance at Monticello High School, and the drama department did a great job, Bill.
Yeah, they did. They did. That's a fun show. The Sound of Music, everybody knows the music and the story, and these kids just captured those moments well. It was fun.
Yeah.
Big crowd.
Yep. Yeah.
Big Monticello crowd.
Yeah. It's an abridged version as well, so, you know, it's a little over an hour. Performance starts at 7:30, doors open at 7:00, but yeah, it was really great. Kids did a great job singing and performing. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Well, very good. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we've got An Artful Life with Ellen Williams of Blanding and the Cagalia Fine Arts Council. Here is Ellen's latest.
November is full of oranges, yellows, and golden leaves. Pumpkins abound, and the hint of winter fills the air. It is also the month of Thanksgiving. From grade school, we recall the celebration that began in 1621 when the Plymouth colonists from England and the Native Americans Wampanoag shared an autumn harvest feast. 50 pilgrims and 90 Wampanoag Indians ate and drank for 3 days. Only 5 women were present, so I often wonder who did all the cooking. The author of Mary Had a Little Lamb is responsible for making Thanksgiving a national holiday. In 1777, the Continental Congress declared the first Thanksgiving, but it kind of fell out of use around 1815. It wasn't until Sarah Josepha Hale, creative of Mary Had a Little Lamb, petitioned several presidents did it become a national holiday. It was finally Abraham Lincoln who issued a proclamation making it a holiday in 1863. In 1941, it was officially set as the fourth Thursday in November. By the way, Minnesota is a leader of turkey production, producing over 44 to 46 million turkeys a year. Speaking of presidents, each year the president pardons a turkey. That was begun in 1989 by George Herbert Walker Bush to reprieve a turkey's set for slaughter. Three towns, by the way, are named Turkey in Texas, Kentucky, and North Carolina. There's a name of a Pilgrim, Michigan, and a Cranberry Town in Pennsylvania, and a Yum Yum in Tennessee. And for you football fans, the Detroit Lions and the Dallas Cowboys always play on Thanksgiving. The true importance of Thanksgiving is a time together with family and friends, share a traditional meal, and express gratitude for the good things in life. It can also be a time of service to others in the community. I personally favor this month because it reminds us to be grateful. According to William Arthur Ward, gratitude can transform common days into Thanksgivings, turning routine jobs into joy and change ordinary opportunities into blessings. I challenge each of you to recall something or someone you are grateful for each day this month. Gratitude is the bounce that keeps us happy. This has been An Artful Life.
Fall in love with your internet and spend more time doing what you love this season with Emory Telcom. As always, there are no term contracts with Emory Telcom, and you get free installation and equipment. Plus, qualifying homes can save up to $30 off their monthly bill, and all new customers get their first 2 months free. Give Emory Telcom a call right now, 298-8023 in San Juan County, 259-8521 in Moab, or visit emorytelcom.com. Emory Telcom, your local advantage.
Official ballot for the town of Bluff, Utah, Jennifer Davila, Britt Hornsby, Gary Lichtenstein, Wes Shook.
This November, the excitement is cranked up to a whole new level at Ute Mountain Casino. Every Thursday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., get ready for Cleopatra Clash. We're selecting 14 lucky winners to play in the slot tournament, hot seat style, to win the grand prize, $500. On Saturdays, be selected to shake your tail feather at 6 p.m., 8 p.m., and 10 p.m. to win $500 in cash. Ute Mountain Casino, your winning destination, and still the one for a mountain of fun.
For the past 16 years, residential construction has been our focus at Lee Contracting. Specializing in remodels and additions, we can take your house from ground to finish. Enthusiastic supporters of high school sports, give us a call at 435-459-1314.
Can you believe it? Fall is just around the corner, and it's time to wrap up those home projects. Walker True Value is Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard. They have everything for your fix-up jobs. Lumber prices are back down for decks, siding, or the shed you want. The paint department has all the colors, and Walker True Value has insulation, heaters, and heat tape. Plan ahead while supplies are available for everything you need for your home. Walker's True Value, Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard, next to Walker Drug.
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks like our mobile banking app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank, banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7 FM. It is Tuesday, November 7th, 2023, 9:33 a.m. on this Tuesday, November 7, Bill.
Yeah, as we've mentioned, today is Election Day, the first Tuesday in November. Everywhere across the land except Utah, where the election has been delayed till November 21st in Utah because of the date was changed to accommodate a replacement election for Chris Stewart, the congressman from southwest Utah. Municipal elections in Moab, Bluff, and Monticello. We discussed two statewide ballot measures in Colorado today in addition to local races. So anyway, pretty interesting day. Go out and vote if you haven't yet. Again, more and more and more. We're voting early. We're voting by mail. Absentee used to be a rare thing, and now it's a common occurrence. San Juan Record is publishing profiles of the candidates in Bluff this week. You just heard a Navajo language election notice commercial to let people know about the race in Bluff. And so if you don't speak Navajo, that's what that was all about.
Yeah.
But, I love a Navajo ad on Red Rock. Number one song on this day 48 years ago was Island Girl by Elton John. On this day in 2000 was the disputed election between George W. Bush and Al Gore. Of course, it took weeks and weeks before Bush was declared the winner. Brought new awareness of the word Chad. I thought Chad was just a guy, but no, a hanging Chad in the Florida ballots came down. It was so close with a handful of votes in Florida between the two, but that was quite a day, 23 years ago today. On this day in 1991, 32 years ago, Magic Johnson announced that he was HIV positive. Man, that was an interesting day. Basketball great, and that was a death sentence, it seemed, at the time, and he's still going strong and doing well. But that was an interesting day when that happened, that's for sure. Birthdays today, Marie Curie, who was awarded Nobel Prizes in both physics and chemistry, was born on this day in 1867 in Warsaw, Poland. That's a long ways away and a long time ago, but there's really a local connection there. She was a groundbreaking researcher in radiation, one of the world's most incredible minds. She was only 5 feet tall, and she was a woman back in the 1860s. Had incredible success. She's really an interesting character. She has interesting ties to the Red Rock country. She imported radium from the Paradox Valley for her research. Sadly, she died of aplastic anemia, likely caused by the radiation. So she may have been the first downwinder in this area. The famous Madame Curie Rapid in the Dolores River is just south of Bedrock. Anyway, Marie Curie's birthday today. Folk singer Joni Mitchell is 70 years old today. Rolling Stones a few years ago put out a list of the 100 greatest singers. She's number 42 on that list. Actor Christopher Knight was born today in 1957. He's 66 years old. He was Peter Brady in the Brady Bunch. Peter Brady, 66 years old. And sadly, actress Dana Plato was born today in 1964. She was Kimberly Drummond on Different Strokes. She died in 1999 of a prescription drug overdose. It was ruled a suicide. Just a tragic day there. We have... I am so sorry. We have a new sponsor in the morning show to join
Energy Fuels.
Our new sponsor is Red Tail Aviation. So we're glad to welcome them to the morning show, and they'll be a sponsor ongoing.
That's a big, they're making a big move too. You know, it's been reported on the morning show and reported in the Times Independent, but they're moving away from their contracted service that provided daily flights to Salt Lake City. So in order to fill that gap, Red Tail Aviation is filling that gap. They're doing flights to Salt Lake City from the Moab Field Airport. So.
So there's an essential air service contract from Moab, and they're taking flights to Phoenix now.
Yeah.
You know, the natural for a lot of people is traveling flights to Salt Lake. So Redtail's going to pick up those flights. We'll be hearing more about that. So
yeah,
pretty interesting development. That Moab Airport's been fun to watch over the years. It was a tiny little thing not long ago, and infrastructure is good. More and more flights, and maybe market-based flights rather than a subsidized contract. So
yeah.
Anyway, we'll be following that, and we are glad to welcome Redtail Aviation as a sponsor of the morning show. Veterans Day is coming up on Saturday. There's a lot going on. We've got a lot of discounts at local restaurants, including Dewey's, Zach's, Gloria's, The Spoke, Blue Pig, Moab Brewery, Spitfire Barbecue, Sunset Grill, Sweet Cravings Bakery. A lot of discounts if you're in the Moab area, if you are a veteran. We want to honor those. If you have an event coming up for Veterans Day, let us know. We can be reached at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com. I know there was a big program yesterday for veterans at Blanding Elementary School, and there's one coming up on Friday at Monticello High School. So if you've got a program or an event or a discount or something to honor veterans, let us know and we'll get the word out here on the morning show. Birthdays today, November 7th. We don't have any birthdays. This is the first time this has happened. We've done birthdays for a year or so now, but no local birthdays. So if you're aware of a birthday, we missed it today. We'll mention it tomorrow. Our birthday shout-outs are brought to you by Valerie Brown at Real Estate Resolutions in Moab, a full-service brokerage for all your real estate needs. Give Valerie a call, 435-260-2808.
Very good. Thanks for that, Bill, and a happy birthday to those folks out there. It's unknown who you are, but reach out and we'll give you a shout out tomorrow and you'll be first in line next year.
A heartfelt happy birthday to you, whoever you are.
Yeah. Very good. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we've got the on-air job fair. We'll send you to that and be back with the sports reports right here on Red Rock 92.7.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
The Utah Department of Health and Human Services Division of Child and Family Services has multiple positions for qualified candidates to work in the Moab and Blanding area for senior assistant caseworkers/social service workers, and a licensed clinical therapist. Come join a team to help keep our children safe by connecting families to resources and services designed to strengthen families. For more information, visit www.dcfs.utah/gov under the About tab today. LeGrand Johnson in Moab and Peak Ready Mix in Durango are hiring Ready Mix drivers. You must have a valid Class A or B CDL license and a med card. $24 to $27 an hour depending on experience, with competitive pay and amazing benefits. Text 385-415-2535 or apply at peakreadymix.com. Triple J Construction is looking for experienced construction hands. Pay is $30 to $50 an hour depending on construction knowledge and experience. Please call 435-259-9988 or email office@triplejmoab.com. Lisbon Valley Mine has a number of open positions, including mechanics, senior mine engineer, and chief mine engineer. Lisbon Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits, including medical, dental, vision, holiday pay, referral bonuses, and paid time off. To apply, send a resume to applications@lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to www.lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle, Utah. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions. Registered nurses are needed in many departments, including Director of Nursing, Operating Room RN, and Registered Nurse. They're also seeking a radiology ultrasound tech. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings. White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. And Cuchu's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the Chef Tolan role. 3+ years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available, including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment@utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Grand County School District needs you. There are lots of vacancies. Openings are in food service, custodial work, teacher's assistants, bus drivers, after-school programs, special education, or keeping teens on track to graduate at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up across the board for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the Employment tab to learn more. Blue Mountain Meats in Monticello is seeking a Class A licensed driver for regional deliveries 2 nights a week on the road with weekends off. The position pays $50,000 to $65,000 a year with benefits that include health insurance, matching 401k, and paid time off. Contact William Weatherford or Scott Frost at 435-587-2289.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Diamond Propane in Blanding, Utah is the only locally owned and operated propane dealer in San Juan County. Call Dennis today at 435-558-5635 to fill your tank while prices are low. Diamond Propane provides bulk or residential propane and sells or leases tanks. That number again is 435-558-5635. Diamond Propane is a proud sponsor of local high school sports.
Get Thanks Grilling this month with Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez, where friends don't let friends bake a turkey. Check out the red hot buys on Traeger, Weber, Big Green Egg, and Bayou Classic grills, smokers, and fryers. Kick it up a notch with sales on Chefs and Bayou Brine mixes. Plus, Choice Building Supply is your holiday headquarters with everything you need to wrap your home in the spirit of the season. All that and lots more this month at Choice Building Supply, Ace Hardware in Cortez.
Meet Cinch IT, not just your average IT service. We're fast and friendly, helping businesses like yours overcome tech challenges. Our experienced team offers an array of cybersecurity services, including data backup, email traffic monitoring, and malware removal. We're local, providing swift on-site assistance whenever you need it. Say goodbye to long waits and hello to immediate help. Don't wait. Connect with Cinch IT today for a free consultation. Call or text Ben at 435-359-8229 or head to cinchit.com. Propel your business to new heights with Cinch IT.
Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer, encourages you to think about winter this fall. It's time to clean up and tune up your furnace, and Moab Heat and Cool has an unbelievable fall special for Red Rock 92 listeners. Right now, get a full furnace cleaning and service for only $99. Don't miss this big Red Rock Radio Fall Furnace Tune-Up Special. Call Moab Heat and Cool right now at 259-1519. That's 259-1519. Take advantage of the big $99 furnace special this fall with Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer.
Red Rock 92 High School Sports, I'm Rhett Siffer. The San Juan football team shut out Summit Academy 51-0 in the 2A Utah State semifinals on Saturday, advancing to the championship game for the third straight season. They'll be looking for their third state title in a row this Saturday against South Summit. The Monticello Buckaroos also advanced to the state championship game in the eight-man classification with a 43-8 win over Altamont in the semifinals on Friday. They'll take on Rich Saturday morning at 10 at Southern Utah University. You'll hear both of those games live right here on Red Rock 92, starting with the Buckaroos. In the Colorado eight-man football state tournament, Mancos cruised past Fowler 52-0 in the first round Friday, and Dove Creek beat Vail Christian 54-34 on Saturday. Both teams advanced to the quarterfinals this weekend. Mancos will host Sedgwick County, and Dove Creek travels to take on Lions. In Colorado volleyball action over the weekend, Mancos won the 2A Region 5 tournament with four set wins over Olathe and Sargent. Dove Creek won the 1A Region 8 tourney with a straight sets win over DeBeck. Both teams advanced to their state tournaments beginning Thursday at the Denver Coliseum. The Lady Bulldogs face Haxton in the first round. The Lady Blue Jays earned a first round bye, and they'll take on either Plateau Valley or St. Mary's in the second round. Send scores and updates to sports at sjrnews.com. That's a look at local high school sports on Red Rock 92.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is Tuesday, November 7th, 2023. Glad you've joined us this Tuesday morning for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Let's take a look at the regional sports report. The Utah Jazz in Chicago yesterday getting beat by the Bulls 130-113. But the Denver Nuggets got the win over the New Orleans Pelicans 134-116. Nikola Jokic with 35 points in the win for Denver. Well, that'll do it for the regional sports report, and with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning, and we look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Tuesday.